that maybe we could work it out, assuming the halacha, like Rabbeinu Yonah says in Bava Basra, and that we just quoted in the Mochras Asfina, where in the middle of the rush, Osu Dalad, where he has the about halfway down, a little less than halfway down. I'm just giving my model. The Hikshar Rav Bionazal. So he basically raises the question that we're raising. He says, "Yes, the hard to come back. My paragraphs of Elias, which the Shneim Chozrim, yes, the Farish came, the Shneim Chozrim, stomach on arm, who stomach love the Tove and also Myri, Shari and Yochol is Vaughan also, the Yosem Mishtus. It can't be Tove, Yosem Mishtus, Eloy, Vatu, Ois Ratsabo, Ois Ratsabo, Vaughan Oshtus, Dafku, Yochol is Vaughan. Onaso. Hilkoch ain't Lahamid Chazora Sama'ane. You can't say that the Mocher, in this case, let's say, is going to be Mevatl the Mekach, Kisho Teveha Mesana Mash ain't Yocho Menadin Litvoa. Okay. That's basically our question. The question is, that what is the Lokeach being Toveah here? Is he being Toveah? Yes, a Mishtos, he has no right to be Toveah there. So Elamai is being Toveah what? Bidl Mekach. Because the Yano is Yosem Mishtos. So if he's being Toveah Bidl Mekach, where is the opportunity for the Mocha to be Mevatel Mekach? Which case? Because we're learning the Tati disaster. So that's why it can't be Toveah Yoser. Mishtus, because it's going to be a Tatar's answer. So why does Rashi say over here that they could both be Chozer? They could both be Chozer, assuming that Rashi means Stam, that the Masana is being Toveya is Ono, but it can't be Toveya is Ono. And Rashi doesn't seem to make any special kinta. He just seems to say that it's the stomach on like the Rabbeinu Yonah. As Rashi just says, the zeh din ono shtus. Zeh din ono shtus, lias ha-mekach kayim. Ono shtus lias ha-mekach kayim, vein echad yechol lachzor, lamachzor, ono. Avalim pachos mishtus, I put the comma in the wrong place. V'zeh din ano, comma. Shtus liyosem mekach chayim v'in echad yechol lachzor bo. Ela machzor ano. Aval in pachos mishtus mechilei v'in lachzor bo klum. V'yosem al shtus shneihem chozrim. So Rashi's learning stum. Afilu rotzal lachzor lo ano, or shus b'yad shneihem lachzor. Och m'gmino lo come on. So the question of Rashi is, that where does the mocher get the opportunity to be mevatel the mekach? I mean, if he's claiming more than a shtus, he has no right to make such a claim. So he has to be claiming bitl mekach.
Right.
When he says shtus. So if he's claiming bitl mekach,
he's the mocher.
So where's the mocher being mevatel?
Right.
Elamai, he's saying that he wants to keep it.
Right.
And he doesn't care about the anah.
Right.
So if he could be mochel, because we say lache sheyar latagor, what's the din?
It's
mechil and mecha. It's mechil and mecha. So why can't he do it now? You're gonna tell me that the mocha can always come in and even if he's mochel and b'mevatel mecha, I mean, why? So if he's mochel, it doesn't make any sense that the mocha can take away his mekach. If he's towing, it doesn't make any sense that the mocher could be mevatel, because he's the one that is mevatel, because he can't taina that he wants it on all back yes mishtos. He can only taina bitl mekach. So where's the case where the Mocher is Mevatel Mecca? And it can't be in the case where he's Mochel, because that we see if he's Mochel, if he waits more than Kadesh Yar Latagar, so then the din is a what? That it's his. And the Mocher can't be Mevatel Mecca. So I wanted to set up a little bit of an akimta here. That what it means is like this: that Rashi's learning there's a tati, the sasri between the onoa that's yes and rishtos, and between the kiyam hamekach, like we've been saying all along. Okay, there's a tati sasri. So therefore, if he's... Oh yeah, and Rashi also says if they both wanted, they could have Kiyum HaMekach. That also we have to not forget. Right. If they both wanted, they could have Kiyum HaMekach. Right. Yeah, that's right. So we have to be able to... answer all these cases. What's that?
And give donut too if they both agree.
Well, that's the question.
Yeah, you can force.
If they both agree, that what?
That he's that the sale goes through, and we go.
I want to pay more.
And the buyer says, "I'll let you keep the extra six."
It's
Mohan. Could do that too.
Well, yeah, that's what we're saying, but the problem is how can you do it if you're going to say it's a tata de sasri? So we have to explain that too. Okay? So what I wanted to say is like this, that the case is where he's tovea, he's toveing the anor, where it's more than a shtus. Okay? But you'll tell me that he can't do that. He has to only be his taina of ono yes mishtus is automatically converted into a taina of bittul mekach because of the tata de sasri. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's true. But let us say the lokeach says, "I'll make an adjustment." I was talking to you about this verdict.
Yeah.
I'll make an adjustment. What I'll do is, in order that it shouldn't be a tati de sasri, I'll be mochel yes and rishtos. So therefore, what I want is kiyam hamekach, and just give me rishtos. Marzano, and forget about the yes and rishtos. So Rashi is saying in that case the mother could be Mevatel, the Mecca. In such a case the mocha could be Mevatel, the Mecca.
Right.
You'll tell me why could he be Mevatel, the Mecca if the Lokeach removed the Tarte de Sasri?
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So the answer is the Lokeach's removal of a Tarte de Sasri is an adjustment in his taina. He's making an adjustment in his taina. But really the din taina is on the whole on all. But now he's saying, "I'm making an adjustment on being mochel, part of the on all that I was telling." Because he doesn't have a din taina of shtus. His taina's on all is only yes in shtus. And now he has to make an adjustment. And he says, "I'll reduce it, and I'm mocha, I'll reduce it to a shtus, in order that there should be kiyam hamekach." Right?
Right.
So Rashi holds that once there was a taina of yes and mishtus, in other words, if there's no taina at all, like we said last week, and they both agree that they want to be machzor the onor, so then we say there's no Isser. It's not a Tarte de Sasri of Isser. It's a Tarte de Sasri of Taina. In other words, there's three cases. There's the Shulchan Aruch case, which really we hold is completely Kiyam HaMekach. because he knew what he's doing. Then you have the case of Onor, which is a special case of cheating, which is beyond the realm of the practical chalos, of the chalos ha-mekach. But it's a new halacha, you can't have kiyum ha-mekach because you're cheating. Okay? In that halacha, only there's a tata disaster. But if they both want to do it, it's not like an iser of a chazer, it's not like an iser. So the tarti de sasri is only an iser when there are tainus. Because then it's not fair and it's tarti de sasri. But the taina renders it a tarti de sasri. So what Rashi's saying here is like this, that where can the mocher be chozer where there's a taina? Why? Because if there's no taina, it's just you're talking about isurin. And there's no din isurin here. When there's a taina, so now you have the problem of the tata disaster. But let us say the lokeach wants to remove the tata disaster. So there we say he can't do it, because once he places a taina of what? Of yesa mishtus. So now you have the tarti de sasri and the mocha can move in and it can be mevatel mekach.
Okay.
Even though the lokeach adjusts it, but he still can't remove it from the realm of taina. He's adjusting his taina in order to get what he wants. But basically it is the kocha taina of the full on all that he's operating on.
Okay.
So since there is extant the taina of the full onor, okay, so the tarti de sasri is brought into existence. And therefore the mocha could be mevatel mekach, because just like the lokeach has a right to be mevatel mekach when there's a tarti de sasri. So the mocher also has a right to be mevatel mekach when there's a tarti de sasri. You can't have a one-sided halachic situation.
Why
has the ability to be towing
b'tel mekach?
No, who lokeach talking about?
Lokeach, yeah.
Right.
What kind of taina is he making? Taina doesn't work either.
Yeah, but the initial taina is what? His essential taina is
yes or mishtos.
Oh no, yes or mishtos. Right, exactly.
Okay.
But now he wants to adjust that taina.
What's the gain? What's the benefit in saying that? What do you gain by saying that?
What?
Why? Like what? What do you help by saying that? Why are you saying that he's adjusting? What's that gain?
But that his mechila, he's modifying his taina. So he wants kiyum hamekach, and he wants to get out of the tarti de sasri by being mochel onor, that's yesa mishtus. So I'm saying he could do that.
Okay.
But I'm saying that modification is built on the taina that preceded it. And in the taina that preceded it lies a tarti de sasri. So the mocha can say that I have a right to your original taina where there's a tarti de sasri, and I can do bit lamekach. Your underlying taina contained the tarti de sasri.
Mm-hmm.
You want to modify the taina in order to move the tarti de sasri. I say you can't modify the taina. I stay by the tarti de sasri. It'll come out that that's the case where the mocha could be chozer. Now, what's the question, Tom?
Wasn't the whole
because he's making a modification of his taina.
But we don't listen to the modification of the taina.
No, the mocha has a right to step in before the modification. Say, I'm not going to allow you to modify it. But if the mocha accepts the modification, then it's good.
And then you just chozer the onor shtos.
Right. In other words, the mocha has a schus. To say you want to do a modification to get out of the tata sasri. No, the moment you present the tata sasri to me, I have a schus to bit l'mekach. In the taina.
It's just bitul nekach.
It goes in Tzara Tzara Tzara.
In what sense does the